Tom, what
Hey, what's going on, Lindsay?
Oh, I'm trying to get my fucking wires all fixed up here. And now I'm all screwed up. My door buzzer and all that bullshit.
Oh, yeah, what happened?
Oh, well, I think it was the door lock was starting to mess up, and then the buzzer was starting to screw up, and then I ended up taking all the wires apart back here and made a big clusterfuck. I've been working on this probably 4 or 5 hours, trying to get this piece of shit back together again.
What is it? So
I
it's just
put it
the
together originally, Tom. I put it together originally, what, 22 years ago, something like that, 20, 23, 4 years ago. I put all the wires in myself before it was drywalled, and I had them all back here. And I was the original one that put it all together. So anyway, I put it together with wire nuts, and every once in a while something would loosen up. Well, I got fucking wires here.
Well, it sounds like
Nothing
you got a
said.
good run out of it then. You didn't have to mess around with it
Yeah,
for 23 years.
I got a good run, but I got to get this thing back together again. Yeah. So you're bored on Saturday, are you? How's the water doing?
Hey, we're winding down for today. You know, I figured I just wanted to give you a call and make sure you were happy with what I had sent over. I saw you had gotten it yesterday.
Yeah, honest to God, I didn't look at it. Bob opened it up, and I'll tell you what, that motherfucker, he ripped the shit out of the invoices. I mean, he ripped the shit out of that. I don't know why the fuck he took that out of the box. I guess that was the that was the tennis bracelet. I mean, that invoice, I don't know what the hell he did. I've got tape sitting here by it. He can tape the fucker up. I won't let him open up any more boxes if he's going to do that. But anyway, yeah, I haven't looked at it. You know, that thing's look almost like 10-pointers. I guess 10-pointers, it'd all equal up if there's 50 of them.
There's, yeah, 50 stones, and it's 5 carats total weight. Yeah, those are about 10-pointers.
Yeah, 5 carat. Yeah, it just looked small to me. I was expecting, you know, like quarters or thirds or something like that.
Yeah, that's going to be like 10 carat total weight. That's where you start getting into the bigger stones.
Yeah.
I have that size if you'd want.
No, this is fine. This is fine. We'll see what happens here. And then I don't know. The earrings. The earrings. I had those coming in. Let's see. You sent me what? One pair?
Yeah, I sent you. Yeah, 2 carat total weight.
Yeah, I think I got a pair coming from Quality Gold. She wanted screwbacks, and so she wanted screwbacks and the finer stone, and anyway, yellow gold. And so anyway, they only had like the G color one in the yellow gold.
The ones I sent are Indian color.
Right, but Bob, you know, even if you put a finer color in yellow gold, it's going to draw in that yellow into the stone, you know, because that's what happened back in the 70s, going into the 80s when we were working with yellow gold.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if you used the yellow head and you had a white stone, then it would draw that. And then the discounters were making that stuff up and using yellow stones in those yellow gold mountings and stuff, you know.
Right. I know what you mean.
Yeah. So anyway, that's that. So.
Well, was it busy for you today?
I thought we had a pair of them, but we don't. Do now.
Well, those are, yeah, good to have, good size. I'm sure you'll sell them this time of year.
Right, right. Yeah, that'd give them away. Huh?
Don't give them away. Geez, nowadays, I just spoke with a jeweler of mine. He's selling 2-carat total weights for $2,000. So he's getting 3-time markup on them.
All right.
Which I thought was pretty good.
My wife's back here. She has her tongue sticking out, you know, drooling. When I said give them away, she was drooling.
Yeah, you might want to give them to her before you give them away anywhere else.
Yeah. Yeah, then down the road she'd go, well, are you scrapping again when I take all that stuff home? Why, would you like to have a nice pair of, big pair of diamond, huh? Huh? Do you? Yeah, these are like,
yeah, that's a nice size, 1 carat in each ear.
Yeah, she was doing this craft stuff and I guess buying stuff, and they were doing that deal down here in the square, you know, so there was foot traffic and stuff, so they set up out here in the front of the store with some card tables and stuff, trying to sell their goods.
Yeah, was there a lot of traffic, a lot of people in the area?
Yeah, there's a lot of people. I think I had 2 or 3 of them hit the door, about the size of it. Mm-hmm. I did have one customer come in, you know, he made a special trip down, you know, and it was a hollow rope chain that was broken. So that was my biggie. Yeah. Got these fucking wires. Right, I know. Most everything would be questions.
Yeah.
There's a jeweler. Let's go in there. We'll ask him a question.
Well, you're the expert. Hey, you're the expert, Lindsay. They want to know from you.
We'll save that for Bob.
Oh, man. Tell him to come back Monday morning.
Yeah, we'll save that for Bob. Bob likes questions and likes to talk.
let him handle any questions that come your way.
right, yeah. I swear to God, Tom, I got a mess going on here. I put all this in wire nuts, and the wire nuts that I have here, right at the store, they're really too small or too big for what I'm doing right now. Just trying to get something patched up here.
Yeah, that sounds like a pain in the ass.
That's huh?
It sounds like a pain in the ass.
Tom, I got probably 7 hours in this bullshit sitting here trying to hook these fucking wires up and get something to work. So mm-hmm. Tell me about it.
Yeah.
And it was a buzzer, I think, in the front, and I had an extra one. Then I think I screwed it up, so I ended up trying to adjust it to make them work. So I got them to work. Now I'm just trying to. I got the one here that, yes, I got it to buzz, you know, out in front. But I don't know if the door lock works. But anyway, we're working on it, Tom.
Yeah. Well, as long as you can deadbolt the door at night, and you know, that's
right.
Half the battle.
Right. Right. Yeah.
All righty. Well, I hope you have a good rest of the weekend.
All righty. I'll be sitting here looking at these wires.
I don't envy you one bit on that. That would.
Oh God! I got up at 5 o'clock this morning, you know, to come save them a couple of parking places out here in front.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and I started in on these wires. I haven't gotten too much farther. thought I had it, something going on here, and then all the wire minutes fell off.
Oh, gosh. Jeez.
Oh, God. All right, Tom.
All right.
Have a good weekend. You know, you can go out there and make a snowman or something.
Yeah, we've got a snowman in our front yard right now. The missus took the little girls out over the past couple of days, and there was enough snow for our snowman. He's just an icy snowman. He's like rock hard, and for some reason it's still standing up.
That's great. That's great.
We couldn't even stick the sticks in for arms. I mean, they're barely hanging in. That was that hard of snow and ice.
Huh.
But whatever. The girls had fun doing it.
Yeah. You might end up with a whole family of snowmen there by the end of the run.
Oh, there'll be plenty of snow for the whole family. We'll have a village.
Might even have a war between the ones across the street.
Well, the neighbor has an inflatable snowman that he, you know, puts in his yard and it lights up. Well, the wind's knocked that motherfucker down at least 5 times already. So my girls have been at the window saying, "The snowman, it fell down. I was like, yeah, that guy doesn't know how to tie it down right.
All right, Tom.
All right, I'll catch you later. Okay.
All right, Tom. Have a good one, guys.
You too. Bye, Lindsay.